Dave, a belated congratulations on the new gig. How are you?
Bob, Steven, it's great. Great to be with you. And, we're real excited.
Look, I've got to ask you this. 4 years with the Houston Astros, this is it's been a successful franchise, one that was rebuilt from the ground up, a team that has gone on to have success on the field, has a World Series. What motivated you to leave that organization and come to the Toronto Blue Jays, especially at a time when this is clearly a rebuild?
Well, that's a great question. And I see, there's a few different reasons. There's a lot of similarities in what I see the Blue Jays that we're doing and what the Astros did when I first joined them with A.J. Hinch and the new staff over there. You got a bunch of good young core players coming up, same as we had over there in 2015. And in 2015, we surprised a lot of people by winning that wild card and beating the Yankees and taking Kansas City down to the fifth game, and probably should have beat them, but they end up going to the World Series. So, there's a lot of similarities to build this organization again from the ground up, all new staff, a lot of good young core players coming in that they've been developing over the last couple of years. So I think it's an exciting time for Blue Jays baseball.
Dave, do you have any history with Charlie Montoya or other folks in the Jays organization?
Well, Atkins and Shapiro,
yeah.
Right?
Seen Charlie from the other side for quite a few years. Third base coach with Tampa Bay and, bench coach over there last year. So, we always play him, so I knew him. Never worked with him. And I know a lot of the staff, but I've never worked with anybody on the staff. So my contact, I knew Ross Atkins from Cleveland, knew Mark Shapiro from Cleveland. I was a field coordinator over there for 4 years before I went to the New York Mets to be the hitting coach. So, I hadn't seen them in about 8 years. But, when we'd come to Toronto, we'd say hello and that kind of thing. And I went out and interviewed with Charlie in Tucson, and we hit it off. Great person, great experience. Going to bring a lot of excitement and experience to the organization. So I'm really looking forward to working for the organization and for Charlie.
I don't think we have to tell any baseball fan what the role of a hitting coach is, or a pitching coach, or a third base coach, or anything else. Tell me what you perceive the role of a bench coach to be.
Well, I think it's a lot of different facets. I managed down in Venezuela for about 5 years in Caracas, Venezuela. So I've managed before, and I think, as I perceive the bench coach, really a resource for the manager. Preparation, maybe being ahead of, the manager's got a lot of things he's thinking about. He's locked into what's going on. I feel my job is going to be to look an inning or two ahead and see what might happen, maybe give him some feedback, some information when he wants it. It's a lot of different things. Preparation before the game, maybe understanding the information coming from the front office, the analytics team, and sharing that with the coaches. So, it's a lot of different areas. It's different than being a hitting coach, which I've done for the last, it's been about 12 years in the major leagues as a hitting coach. So I've done that. I've managed in Venezuela. I know what I wanted out of my bench coach down there when I managed. So I'm going to try to, do what Charlie needs to be done, number one, and what I feel should be done.
I know Charlie describes himself as kind of a new age, a hybrid, right? A guy who embraces analytics but mm-hmm. has a bit of old school in him. How would you describe yourself, Dave?
I'm pretty similar. I've been involved with the Astros, and they've got, I think they're ahead of the curve as far as analytics go and how they go about looking at the game and how they view information. So I've seen that for the last 4 years. I understand what works, what information to give to the players. You don't want to get too much information to them, but you want to give the right amount of information, the right information. And, I'm probably view myself a little bit the same way. You have to baseball is it's played by humans, and a lot sometimes the analytics is going to give you the big story, but it may not be what's happening right there at that time, based on what the player's going through, maybe an injury has, or you know, there's so many different factors. So, I mean, we'll take the information and use it and then apply what we feel as humans as well.
Do you think there's going to be a moment or moments during the course of this season where you're standing around the cage before a game and instinct takes over and you're inclined to want to say something? As a former hitting coach, that maybe you, in your new role, you shouldn't.
Yeah, that's a good. Yeah, that's a good question. We've got a really good hitting coach, young hitting coach Guillermo Martinez. His first year being a hitting coach, he's been the coordinator in the minor leagues, so he knows a lot of the young guys coming up. He's excellent, great communicator, great program. He's really going to do a great job. And I'm going to be a resource for him, but I'm not going to step on his toes. I'm not going to stand around the batting cage. I'm going to be in the outfield. I'm going to make sure I stay away.
Attaboy.
And if he needs something, I'll be there for it. But, I'm going to take on a different role and really embrace that.
I know you guys are meeting in Florida right now, Dave, right? What's the process? Right. When you're pulling a staff together, so you've got a couple of holdover guys. You know, Louis Rivera's there. Pete Walker's there. And you've got a bunch of other, you've got a new manager, you've got guys in different roles than they've had in the past, and you have people coming from different organizations. What's the kind of process? We talk a lot about kind of team building with teams, but when you're pulling a staff together that hasn't worked together, what's the process like?
I mean, that's a great question. That's why we're having these meetings. I mean, we didn't want to go into spring training not ever working together and then all of a sudden be, you know, thrust into spring training where we got 60 guys and, you know, they're looking for basically us to lead them through spring training, and we'd never worked together. So, you know, we spent the last few days talking about a lot of different things and, you know, trying to get to know each other and how we work and what's important to us professionally and personally and, you know, working together. I mean, once the season starts, you're with those, you know, your staff. They're like your family. You're with them more than you are your family. You're traveling. You're with them 162 games and hopefully the playoffs. And, you know, another 30 or 40 days in spring training. So you get to know each other really well. And we wanted to get a little bit of a jump start on that and a little bit of a kick start and understand just, you know, Charlie putting together what roles everybody has and, you know, what we're going to be doing in spring training, what we need to be working on, what are the important aspects. I mean, there's so many things we went over, you know, what are our values and what's important and how we want to lead these guys. So, I mean, we went through a lot of different things the last 3 days and to get to know each other and try to formulate a plan for spring training, you know, so we can get these guys ready to get off to a good start.
In a year where very little is expected in terms of wins and, of wins for the Toronto Blue Jays, there is a level of expectation in this market, certainly among baseball fans, and I think in general, about the guy who's going to play third base, hopefully by the end of April for you, Vladdy Jr. Mm-hmm. Tell us what you know, what you've seen. Have you met him yet? What kind of speculation, rumors, conversation was out there in the baseball marketplace before you landed with the Blue Jays?
I mean, there's a lot of information out there. I mean, I was fortunate to be with the Astros when Carlos Correa come up and when Bregman came up and Springer was there. I mean, really a lot of stars and a lot of guys that are superstars. And we never put too many expectations on those guys. I mean, come up and play, do your job, and let's go. Let's play the game of baseball and try to help us try to win games. And, you know, I mean, you look at Vladimir, and it's like, wow, the numbers he's put up in the minor leagues as a 19-year-old is nothing short of amazing. I mean, his strikeout rate's low, walks as much as he strikes out. He's got great bat-to-ball skills. He's got power, you know. So, I mean, you know, I'm not sure exactly what he needs to work on defensively, but, I mean, he looks like he's progressing very nicely there. From what I understand, he's an incredibly hard worker. very intelligent. So, I mean, he's got a lot of those attributes that, that guys that are going to be great players in this league have, and he's dominated everywhere he's been. So, I mean, we're excited. He's not, I don't know, it's not my decision where he's going to be, where he's going to start, and or when he's going to be up here. But, you know, we're excited for all the young guys, for Bichette and Biggio and some of the young pitchers that we right. have. I mean, we've got, it seems like looking at, you know, you need more than one person to win. As I mentioned with the Astros, I mentioned about four or five guys. You need guys to, you know, you need a lot of depth to win. And I think that's the goal, and that's what's being developed in the Blue Jays organization. And you don't want to put too much, you know, expectations on one particular guy, because you need a whole lot of guys to win in the major leagues.
Well, it'll be a while before you camp out in Toronto, but enjoy your time in Florida. Spring training isn't all that far away as the calendar turns and the new year comes upon us. We know that it's a matter of weeks before baseball is back. We wish you all the best luck in your new job with the Toronto Blue Jays.
I appreciate
and
it.
And we hope to have a chance to meet you and sit down and chat when you get up to Toronto. Thanks, Dave.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Bob. I appreciate it. Thank you, Steven.
Thanks, Dave.